Connor Harbutt here with you once again on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Of course, joining alongside me, Brandon Tabman, and we are welcoming into the studio here at the moment, Candy Westbrook with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Candy, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning. Doing great.
All right. So, of course, a lot of things going on in the Coffeyville area, and so I will just let you take it away.
All right. Just a few updates here and there from our community. The Coffeyville Public Library is working on getting open back up. That'll start on Monday, May 18th, with curbside from the back door by the book drop. They are taking this week library material requests, so you can do that by phone or email. I'm excited. I mean, our library is an amazing place, and they do a lot of services for our community, and I know it's been rough on them, so they're excited. So the Dalton Defenders and Coffeyville History Museum is going to be opening back up on the 18th as well. For at least about 3 weeks, they're going to be under new hours. So they'll just be working 11 to 2 Monday through Saturday. And then the Brown Mansion is going to open up on Tuesday the 19th, going forward with regular hours, so with guided tours. Sandra Gross from B&R Accounting, they are moving to 1403 Columbus Avenue for those out there that may be customers. And reminder, Sandra said, if you've not filed your taxes, the deadline was moved to July 15th.
Yeah.
So it's easy to put it off and think, I got time. Well, it's approaching, so make sure you get your taxes done quick. All right, Coffeyville Reawakening. The community garden has slots open, so if you want to try out your little green thumb, this is a great opportunity, especially if you like want something small. Like, I don't want to do a full garden at my house. Do a little small one over in the plot. Great project for you and your kids, or maybe your, you know, church or organization. So, and then of course this weekend is the downtown cruise. So excited about that. That's going to be honoring all the seniors of the class of 2020. Everybody that's on the route, they want you to decorate up the houses and the cars and just make it a festive environment. The chamber, we decorated our big window, so we're trying to get all the businesses to decorate their window up. I did have a business reach out and say, is there anybody out there that would be willing to paint a window, to do a kind of an artwork? So if you're into that and you can do that, let me know at the chamber and I'll get you in contact with some businesses that are needing that. So,
is there details regarding the route specifically?
On the Coffeyville Reawakening page, there's some details, yes.
Okay.
It's mostly going to be down 8th Street from over by the high school, and then it'll go down to the downtown area.
Gotcha.
Switch around.
Okay.
So. They will, in our, if it works out, in the chamber window, they're going to actually have a slideshow of all the seniors. So as you go by, you can look and see the scrolling and stuff. So the Coffeyville Foundation, great news on this. So the website Coffeyville Together that has been up for the last few weeks, where you can buy a gift card and then they match it to go into a fund for those in need. Right now, $15,000 has been invested in our local businesses through the purchase of 410 gift cards. So that's been great that we've been able to support all the local businesses.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they leveraged it by matching it another $15,000 to help people in our needs. So very excited about the success of that program. I'm just so glad that people have been investing in that and just helping not only those in need, but helping the small businesses and just our community in whole. You can still do it. I mean, they're going to have it up for quite some time, but you go to coffeevilletogether.org, and then, like I said, it's super easy. You just pick where you want, buy a gift card. I have a few friends that have been buying multiple, and then they give them out as, you know, gifts and different things like that. So easy way to support the community, but still get something out of it. And then stay tuned. Next week, the Chamber will be making an announcement on another Shop Local program that we're going to do to help small businesses. But this one will actually put some money back in your own pocket. So it's kind of, instead of helping those in need, kind of helping yourself, which will help the community because the more tax dollars we get out there, the better. So we'll have that announcement next week. All right, so I don't know if you've been watching, but the census numbers with all of our county and our little competition, man, Cherryville booked it up there, and all of a sudden they've surpassed everybody else. So they are at the leading the pack at 57.2%. So good job, Coffeyville, or Cherryville. Now, Coffeyville, we're at 50.7. So we're not doing bad. We're just not where we need to be at all. So if you haven't done that, make sure you go online and get that complete, mm-hmm. because the census is actually going to start going door to door here in the next few weeks. And they're actually looking for people for jobs. So if you're unemployed, you need a job, pretty good pay. I mean, it averages $11, $12 and clear up to $20. Really good hours. They do your mileage, everything. So if you're looking for a job, they are hiring right now. Go on to the census website and you can fill out an application. And then, like I said, they're going to start going door to door. So, again, I can't emphasize enough. Just go ahead and get it done now because you can do it online. It's super easy. That way you don't have to worry about somebody coming to your house.
Well, and that's kind of what I've been preaching to everybody. Would you rather just take the 5-10 minutes, do it in the comfort of your own home, by yourself, answer the few questions? Or would you rather have someone knocking on your door, whatever time of the day it might be, you know, and then having to kind of do it that? I mean, it just makes sense. You're either doing it one way or the other. Why not just do it in the privacy and comfort of your own home? Yes. I know providing the jobs for census takers, that's great. But at the same time, you can get this done 10 minutes tops, mm-hmm. and then you don't have to worry about someone knocking on your door 6:30 at night on a Tuesday night or something.
And I really feel right now that the two target areas that are not filling it out is just one, those that just keep forgetting, oh, I'll just put it off another day. But like you said, now you can't put it off anymore because they're going to come.
Yeah, you're going to get a knock at your door. So, again, this is required by law.
And then the other group is, you know, maybe the elderly, maybe our Spanish population that are still trying to learn that process. And just those pocket groups that are harder to count. So, anyway, yeah, there's some certain groups like that. So, the thing is just making sure you're sharing with your neighbors and your friends and stuff, even if you've done it, just to get the word out. So. Some other things. So I feel like Coffeyville is bouncing back. And that's our little slogan at the chamber of just our businesses opening back up. And we're seeing some great results. They're coming back alive. They're really working hard to help our community. And on the 18th, that is next Monday, if all goes well, we get to move into the next phase, which means more places will get to open back up. Some of them will be restricted still at a 50% capacity. So we'll release those guidelines next week. But I am pretty hopeful that we are going to go ahead and be able to open back up and do a few more things. Let's see, a couple things, though, that will be restricted. Mainly it's just big gatherings because, like, childcare gets to open back up, the pools and the clubs, things like that. Just it's all going to be about social distancing. So no large events, fairs, graduations, things like that are still going to be very restrictive. We just don't want everybody in a big crowd. That's going to be the biggest thing. So, but I am hopeful that we are going to get to move forward on to the next step. So if you want to make sure that your business or just you, your individual, is receiving our newsletters, we've been doing business newsletters and then community newsletters every single week that has information on the guidelines and how to reopen, what restrictions, what's open, resources for business, supplies, you name it. I mean, whatever it is, we're trying to really be out there and help with the community. So if you are a business, make sure you call me at the chamber or contact me. I'll get you on that list. I mean, it's free for everybody. Or if you're an individual, let me know and we can get you added. We're also answering questions. So if you do have a question about the guidelines or restrictions, just give us a call. We'll be here to help you out. And then the last thing, I just want to kind of do a shout out. We've been seeing some great things coming from our business community and helping out. So one, I want to shout out to Lannings and Atmos Energy. They just did a big free lunch donation to the hospital and all the workers. 150 lunches. So that adds up, actually. It's a lot of people. So shout out to them for helping that out. And then shout out to Thompson Brothers, who recently recognized CVR and the impact they had during our turnaround. I just feel that they did an amazing job because they made sure that we were safe during the turnaround, keeping everything running, getting everything cleaned up, and then they brought a lot of revenue and business to our community. And I don't think people realize the impact they have, 3,000 people in our community spending money. So where other communities, maybe during when COVID hit, they might have been impacted more because they didn't have that tax revenue coming in, number one. Two, I even talked to some businesses who told me straight up, we might have had to close, or, you know, we might be scrambling just to stay alive at this point if it wasn't for all those workers in town at the time. So it definitely made a direct impact on our community, and I was blessed that it went smooth. They were fast. They did everything safe. And so shout out to CVR and Thompson's, of course, for recognizing them. So,
all right. Yes.
Yeah, I think so that's all.
Certainly a lot of cool stuff. Of course, we're kind of maybe turning the corner here, kind of getting back to a relative sense of normalcy. So may still be a few more months yet until we can truly say we're out of the woods. But at least at this point, things are kind of on the upswing.
We are very lucky that we're in our county because we do have a very low rate. And I know some places are still being a little bit more restrictive. But yes, we're so close to being back to that new normal. Again, I call it the new normal because for a while, many months, we're going to have to do some social distancing. And that's okay, as long as we can get back to some sense of normalcy in our lives. So I'm looking forward to that. Our county's done really well health-wise, and so look forward to continuing that.
Yeah, certainly a lot of benefits there. So thank you so much, Candy, for stopping by once again, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, so that was Candy Westbrook with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Of course, we're going to take another short break here. When we come back, we'll be back to Open Line here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. ONMBeef Industry News coming up next.